Hello, and this is the first and only podcast, probably, on this particular topic and subject by different students, Antonio Rojas and
Annette Garza,
my girlfriend. So we are going to be talking about higher education, the value of higher education, and the fact that, you know, it's going to be online. So, yeah. Maybe, how do you think, you know, how do you think, you know, this whole situation is?
Me personally, I think it's really nice. I like online classes. It's interesting, and I can do things on my own time without actually having to report to a class.
So you like online classes because it gives you your own freedom. I will admit, it is nice. I do like the fact that it's not anything that's reported to. But at the same time, I feel like if it's traditional, it's what everyone has been getting used to since they were smaller. Everyone always grew up in a classroom being directed by a teacher, explained. Maybe that might just be me. I'm not sure.
No, it's true. You do grow up from kinder to 12th grade, like high school and all that, being taught face to face, and you also get taught what you do wrong. And college is a little different from that, and college gives you more freedom to work at your own pace, at your own time.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like even within classes, classrooms, it gives you your freedom since you're in college, because you choose when to go, you choose what classes you're gonna take. It still gives you freedom in the same way, but I mean, I guess you would want a little bit extra freedom in that sense then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, seeing that you do like it, how do you think it is, you know, how do you think it's going to be here on out? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you're enjoying it, but how do you think it's going to be progressing? How do you think it's going to be, you know, going forward from here?
I think a lot more people are going to get used to taking online classes. Because, I mean, it'll give more people the opportunity to take classes, like college classes, and actually complete a degree.
I mean, people are still taking classes, and, you know, people always took classes through traditional learning in classes, and they still got a degree. And yeah, granted, online classes does, you know, it does give you a better opportunity rather than in class classrooms. Rather than online, because online you could do it anywhere. Yeah, right. That is true. But I don't know. I feel like if maybe I'm just a bit more traditional, because I feel like if I learn better that way. So I feel like if going forward from here is going to be extremely hard, and then I don't think it would be something that gets caught on real easily. I feel like if it's going to be a lot harder, because at one point or another, I feel like if they're going to have to, like, change things. When they change things, it's going to get an even lot harder. Some schools are already reopening as well, so it is going to be kind of difficult adapting and everything, because it's so many different situations that we have to be adapting to.
It's true. I know that there is some schools that are doing hybrid classes, like you do online classes, like tests and assignments online, and you go once a week and do lectures at, like, face to face at classes.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, it's only, what's the best way to put it? it's half-fasting.
Half what?
Half-fasting.
Fasting?
Half-fast.
Oh.
It's half-fast. So, I mean, I feel like if it does help traditional learners and it does help online learners, but at the same time, it's not either or. So it might be just a tiny bit difficult. Like, I feel like if my own experience, obviously, I've had a very, very, very hard time keeping up with the classes because I'm obviously not used to it. I'm not used to just keeping a schedule on my own of things so I can realize when things are going to be due, when things need to be done and everything. And it's a bit difficult. I will say it has made my own college learning experience a bit kind of bad. But I'm not really sure how yours is. I feel like if... how would you explain yours?
You see, I can understand that, but ever since, like, 11th grade, I've been taking college classes. And apart from taking college classes, I had other responsibilities, like art club and yearbook and staying all the time for art projects and UIL. So I think at that point, like, I already know how to manage my time and schedule what I have to do every week. So for me, this is a breeze, you know, because back then, back in high school, you know, it's like 8 classes plus the extracurricular activities plus taking like 1 or 2 online classes. So for me, I find this pretty easy. Taking 12 credit hours all online, it's the simplest thing I've ever done.
Damn. Okay. That is true. You have been accustomed more to, you know, multitasking and dealing with a lot of things, you know. And I completely get that. And I do feel like since you have been, you know, accustomed already to multiple things and online classes, because you're right, online, we have been doing it since 11th grade in high school. But even then, we still had teachers. We still had teachers in front of us that teach us everything rather than sending us lectures.
You see, that would go on with, like, when I would take online classes, most of my classes were online. So it was, like, high school in the day, like, face-to-face, and then...
But you're already used to it, then.
Yeah, I'm used to it. At night, okay. It's, like, online classes during the weekend. It totally had a life.
Okay, I will also note that you are currently going to STC, and I'm going to TSA.
Yes.
Forgot to mention that in the beginning, but you are going to STC, and you have been taking online classes from STC, so you also already have a bit more experience from your college as well, then.
Yes, but I would believe it would be a little different comparing a college, community college, to a university.
Yeah, you can't compare it. It's a bit different, but what I'm saying is you've already gotten accommodated, I guess you can say, to STC's way of doing things.
Yes, I have.
So online learning has been a breeze for you, then. Unlike me, where it's been completely hectic, chaotic, and stressful, I feel.
Stressful. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It has been a bit stressful. But I think throughout my high school years and, like, all my extracurricular activities, I've learned how to manage my stress and not stress myself out to the point where I have many mental breakdowns.
Okay, how do you do
throughout
that?
The day? How do I do that?
Advice.
Well, you see, I would not give advice about how not to stress out. But I think that it's more because I'm already accustomed to like being stressed. This is a lot less stressful. And that's really why. Yeah, but I mean, things that I would do would just like take 5 minute breaks every couple of hours in between switching assignments or reading.
Snack breaks as well. I know we both do that.
Oh, yeah.
Very helpful.
That's stress eating, though. And in between there, watch a short movie or listen to some music.
So a little bit of distractions here and there to try and get your mind off of the stress and like current task at hand.
Yeah, like little rewards for doing work, you know, progressing.
Okay. Reward yourself for good work. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I will say, I'm not really sure if I have any strategies or tips or anything, because the way that I've always seen it is obviously obviously education is important. I always knew that. But I would not stress myself over things that I feel that would be not essential. But I feel like if I would try and take my time doing things, even if things are supposed to be done quickly, because it helps you think, but at the same time, it also helps you flow. It doesn't stress you. It doesn't require too much of you. And it's a lot not fun. I wouldn't say fun, but less stress-inducing. It's a lot different now, obviously, because obviously I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do in online learning and everything. And it's stressing me out because now I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it. So now I'm very stressed out and everything.
You don't like being pressured.
Exactly. I'm not used to pressure. You're very used to pressure. I know that. You're very used to pressure, and I'm not. That's why online learning is not my forte. It will never be my forte. I prefer traditional learning, always. It's a lot helpful.
You see, I learn better being all stressed and pressured. It helps me retain more energy. I mean, more information. It's a thing, I swear.
I wouldn't take that as a tip either. Just putting it out there. It's not really a tip. But
I shouldn't be giving advice.
We're both not very good at advice. The thing is, like, we both have our own little things where it helps us. And I feel like if the best thing that we both, the thing that we have in common is our reward system.
Yes, I agree.
We both enjoy our rewards after a very good long work. Because I know that you, as soon as you're done with something or while you're doing something that's been taking you hours, you end up taking a break, you go eat, you watch a movie, you watch some videos, TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
And when I'm done with like a test or notes or lectures or whatever, I end up going straight to my games. I end up going straight to the to PlayStation or whatever, and I start getting distracted. Or I go on my phone. Or I call you, obviously.
We're on the phone most of the time, though.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like if that's also another like good thing to say. If you have someone, obviously, if you have someone that, you know, you feel like if you can definitely do some good hard work with, do it. Because I feel like if you have someone that can help you emotionally and, you know, I wouldn't say spiritually, more like
mentally,
exactly. If it helps you, it really does help. I can say this from experience because it is very helpful.
I agree.
It's both hand in hand. We both help out each other.
Yeah, we both de-stress. Sometimes we're just like both in silence doing our own work, and then we would randomly look up and then just smile. Just a simple smile and then relax.
Yeah.
And then we continue.
It helps from everything.
You just have to be careful with who you choose, because it's very easy to get distracted.
Very.
Very easy.
It's something that we've kind of come to learn. for it being as helpful as it is, it does get distracting a bit. But I feel like if the best thing that I've learned is
then again, it would only be distracting if like one person is doing work and the other person already finished.
Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, it's still helpful even to have them around, because whenever you have someone, I feel like if you kind of feel more less pressure, because you know that eventually you can kind of vent out.
I agree. I've done that a lot.
Yeah. That's the greatest thing I learned. Talk. You have to talk about all this to someone. It doesn't matter to who. Your friend, your parents, your teachers, your dog. I'm pretty sure that, you know, it'd be very helpful to just talk about it, because it's such a stress reliever. It literally takes off like a weight on your chest. It has to me many times.
I agree. And not only just with homework, but also you read a good book.
Book readers out there that feel like if reading will help you, that's something that you know she's come to learn and like.
I've always done that.
You don't like reading the books of school? Pick up your own good book and read.
Now hold on. Only for like a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then you gotta go back.
You'd definitely be good at only reading a chapter, huh? You can't even lie. You get distracted.
Yeah, I get distracted, but I always come back.
But I feel like if that's still also a reward system thing, you know? I feel like if it's still a really good reward system, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And then it's cool, like, being able to talk about it. Because once you talk about it, then it's out of mind, out of sight. And then you can continue with your homework. It's pretty cool.
It's like throwing out the trash. You're just throwing out negative energy on whatever you are so stressed out about. It's very helpful.
It is.
Now, for any future students, obviously, incoming freshmen to college, and even high school students, I feel, online learning, things that they should probably know. I know that your sisters, they will continue online learning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they will.
So I feel like if things that they should probably know on online learning, it is a hassle. For some people.
All people. It is a hassle for all people, actually. Especially when you have 4 or 5 different people trying to use the same Wi-Fi network, the computers are just going to crash. They all crash and they kick you out of your meetings. You have to get back in because you need to learn the lesson, you know? It's, oh my God. Invest in, what is it called?
A good router.
Sure. A good router. Or a second Wi-Fi. Personal Wi-Fi.
Oh, I mean, I feel like if that is something good for future students to know, because it's a hassle, because aside from good Wi-Fi, because you can be in lectures or something or in classes and all of a sudden you don't understand something because of how garbled up the Wi-Fi is, and you will lose lots of valuable information. That's happened to me. So that is very good things to know for future generations to come. And also for future generations to come, it's a hassle. So be ready. Be ready to literally try as much, but also to calm down and realize that your health is also very important.
Yes, I was going to mention, for future students, make sure that you get enough sleep and you hydrate, because you will not function properly. I've learned that. Also eat.
We've both learned that very hard way. Stay healthy. That's probably the best thing that we could probably say as far as future generations to come, because obviously you're at home or you're on campus housing or something. Sleep your appropriate hours. Eat. Don't forget to hydrate. And, you know, de-stress once in a while. Watch a movie. Go out with friends or something. Listen to music. Vibe. Anything that you find that will help, you really should do it, because it's very helpful. You don't want to be unhealthy. It drains you. It very much drains you.
It does. I will say, though, don't de-stress for too long.
Because then tasks at hand will be, it will turn from de-stressing to procrastinating. And that's not good. So always know your difference between rewarding and distracting versus procrastinating, because it can be very, it's a very thin line between those two things. So make sure you understand that as well, and don't go a bit overboard. I feel as if this whole situation is horrible. The way that it was approached was probably the best way that they could have done this, you know. Maybe not the most methodical one, but it was the best it was the best one that they could have come up with, I will say. But I don't know. I feel like if traditional learning should be back soon. Because I really want to be able to have the experiences that every college student would have wanted, you know, not online learning where it's just things being given and you study or whatever and then you do your things. I am feeling very upset because it's an experience that was robbed from us.
Well, I totally agree with you. I do think that this was probably the best option to continue education. And I can't say that it was, well, for me personally, I can't say that my college experience was robbed from me, because I was gonna plan to take online classes either way, besides like the classes that actually involved labs, like biology and stuff. But that's just simply because I'm very introverted and I get social anxiety. So that's a thing. But I do agree that this was the best option.
For as hard as it is, it will, I feel like I'm not really sure if it will be better, but I definitely feel robbed of the experiences because obviously, ever since, you know, you get accepted to a college, you already start envisioning what you want to do, where you want to be, what, you know, and everything. And I had this whole thing planned out right in front of me, and then it was robbed. So, I mean, I feel a bit upset, but I am feeling happy at the same time because I'm home, I'm with my family, my girlfriend, of course. I'm enjoying my time with some friends. I am still having a pretty good time, even though it wasn't the college experience I was expecting. It is still one that I am still grateful to have, I will say.
No, I agree. Like, I know that a lot of people were planning to, like, move out and be able to explore as a young adult. But I wasn't going to do much exploring. I was going to stay at home. Because I definitely have a life. I swear. I don't really go out much, so...
That with me, of course.
Yeah, except with you, like occasionally to go see relatives. But I don't really go out. I was just gonna stay at home anyways. So for me, there wasn't really much of a difference. I do think that I am disappointed that we are not able to like go into stores and just hang out or like go to restaurants and eat, you know, without like having all these precautions with masks and washing your hands and the germix and everything. It's a very scary experience.
Yeah.
And I really hope even
for online learning, it still comes down to the whole, around us part, you know, precautions anywhere you go other than your home, of course. Even sometimes when you're with friends, you still have to take precautions for obvious reasons. And I will say it's not the most fun, but it is, it's an experience. Maybe not the one that we wanted, but the one that we got.
True.
So, online learning. Overall, I am not a fan of it. I'm still getting used to it, unfortunately. It's very hard. I feel like this might be the hardest thing that I've ever had to learn and do. But luckily, I have someone spectacular to help me out. So... online learning overall could be better, but I'll take what I can get, I guess. Education is education. Maybe.
Yes.
Overall,
I think that online learning could be better, but I do think that it's the best that we can have as of now.
Okay. Well, I feel like if that is all the time that we have, thank you, and then Garza, my girlfriend, for giving us some insight on obviously a different perspective other than a university, with a community college and with your own perspective, because it is still very good, different ideas. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And I think that is all the time that we got. So thank you and goodbye.